care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process, and that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solution. Good news. The Dundalk Heritage Fair will return for its 50th year thanks to a Baltimore County grant, new sponsors, and contributions from the community and local businesses. Organizers had announced last month that the fair would be canceled because of fewer volunteers, lower revenue, and the need for sponsors. In a statement, Heritage Fair organizers are thanking county leaders, businesses, and the residents of Dundalk for making a 50th year possible. This year's fair will take place on July 4th, 5th, and 6th. The Anne Arundel County Police Department is proud to share the inspiring story of a dramatic rescue that unfolded at the Twin Harbors Marina back on February 23rd, a testament to the bravery and teamwork of our officers and an Anne Arundel County firefighter paramedic. What could have been a tragic incident was averted thanks to the swift and decisive actions of several individuals. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer-quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE-certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost. It pays off.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gritty performance by the Orioles last night, coming back from three down early, but hitting with runners in scoring position still an issue. Birds had two on and two out, top of the ninth.
It is going to be Heston Kerstad. In on his hands, and it popped up back a third. Jose Tena makes the call. Catch. And Kyle Finnegan gets it done again. Nationals win it 4-3.
Call courtesy of Masson 2. Birds 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. 1-for-19 for the series. They fall a season low five games under after the 4-3 loss last night. And here's some context for you. Last night was April 23rd. Birds dropped their fifth series of the year. Last year, the Birds didn't lose their fifth series until June 22nd. The question in the back of Ravens fans' minds in light of the Justin Tucker situation is, will the team draft a kicker this year? Not tonight, of course, but maybe in later rounds. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta was asked if it was worth it.
Worth it? I think it's worth it, sure. I mean, there's been some great kickers drafted, and we've drafted a couple punters, but it's worth it if you have the right kicker.
Top kickers available are Andres Bourigalas from Miami, Ryan Fitzgerald from FSU, and Ben Sauls out of Pitt. Coming up in 30 minutes, when will Grayson Rodriguez return? And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
A storm in the plains brings us some rain by Saturday. It's a sunny day and a warm day today. 80 this afternoon. Tomorrow's dry, 78. Saturday, showers, some thunder. 78 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently, it's 65 degrees in Dundalk, 63 in Owings Mills, and 68 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. If you're outside, enjoy the weather. Lucky you. Enjoy it for me if you can. Before the break, we were talking about illegal immigration, and I apologize for ranting on it. I do. But it really, it's just so frustrating because I think, you know, the one thing that a lot of people, the majority voted for, was a solution to the illegal immigration. And I feel like both parties are not stepping up to the plate. Now, I never thought the Democrat Party would step up to the plate, but I never thought I would also see them, you know, going down to El Salvador to try to bring an MS-13 gang member here to Maryland. Never saw that coming. But I guess I did believe that our members of Congress on the right side of the aisle would be handling this issue with a sense of urgency, but I don't see that. I got a text here from Robert. It says, Kim, in the past, I thought that if a non-citizen of the U.S. commits a crime here, then they usually get deported back to their country of origin. Keep in mind that there is an industry that has built up around this immigration issue as government and corporations, immigration and criminal lawyers, translators, live interpreters, and prisons, industrial complex all stand to benefit. Yeah, there's a lot of money to be made, for sure. I agree with you on that one, Robert. And, you know, this is why I've said multiple times, I know there's no evidence to this as of yet. But this is my conspiracy theory, is I believe that there are people within Border Patrol, within DHS, and have been for a very long time, that has been working hand-in-hand with the Mexican government and also the cartels and coyotes. I've thought that for quite some time, And I said, look, when it comes to the gotaways, when it comes to those organizations that are facilitating logistically, whether they're flying, you know, with the Biden administration flying illegal immigrants to either New York or Georgia, they're doing all stuff with flights in the middle of the night. You know, none of this could occur with the coyotes and the cartels. None of this could occur without having people on the inside to help facilitate this. Like, let's be honest. When you're talking about, you know, people, like I said, we're not just talking about those on the road. We're talking about people in air, right? Where you've got TSA, supposedly everything's so tight since 9/11. There's no way possible in my mind, that we don't have people that are working directly with the cartel and directly with these coyotes, and they're getting a lot of money on the back end. Just for me, it's impossible for them to do this without it. And I think you're right in that, Robert. I think there's a lot of money here that is being made. And I think that's possibly why both parties do not really truly want to pull the trigger. Because when you're looking at President Trump and the executive orders that he has signed already, you know, within his first 100 days, and you don't see Congress stepping up to make sure some of those executive orders hit the floor, very suspicious. Extremely suspicious. And I know there were a lot of people that did not want Kevin McCarthy as a speaker, right? They had this whole thing with ousting him. You know, Speaker Mike Johnson, I got to be honest with you, I'm not impressed. A lot of you were mad because I was fine with keeping Speaker McCarthy. I understand. Look, I understand why people were not happy with my thought on that one. But would he be making sure that some of these things hit the floor? I guess we'll never know. But I just felt like, as Speaker, he did move with a little more sense of urgency. Now, was it in the right direction? Was it on things that you wanted to see? Of course, we could debate that as well. But it is. It's disappointing right now. All right, I said I was going to wrap that up. I know you guys have some texts coming in, so I just want to make sure that I read some of these text messages. Let's see. Priscilla texted, good morning, Kim. I believe we need to look at the old adage of taxation without representation. That needs to be addressed. I'm not paying for Senator Chris Van Hollen's illegal immigrant campaign, nor for these illegals going to court. I want a tax menu. Choose what I want. Love your show. Well, Priscilla, thank you so much. And I'm with you on that one. I got a text here from Joe. Joe says, Kim, we start talking about due process as Marxist. You are lost and unrecoverable. Don't you want the country that you deport this man to know that he's proven a convicted murderer? Otherwise, you're deporting a murderer to another country to kill again, respectfully from Joe. Well, Joe, here's the thing. A lot of those other countries, they opened up their prisons so that these people could hop the border to come here to begin with. And they were able to trace some of that back. I did want to just read to you guys real quick. J.D. Vance was asked yesterday about Abrego Garcia and this, you know, issue that we have with El Salvador, whether or not Mr. Garcia should be able to come back. Of course, everyone's saying, no, he should not. But J.D. Vance had this to say. He said, I just disagree with the idea that he hasn't been offered due process. J.D. says he had a couple of immigration hearings. He had a valid deportation order. He said, I think there's actually a deeper issue going on, which is that you see more radical judges at the district court level who are trying to layer so much process on top of the immigration system that it makes it impossible to function. J.D. says, we have over 20 million illegal aliens in the United States of America. Are we not allowed to deport them? Because if we are not allowed to deport them, then what these district courts are saying is fundamentally they reject the will of the American people as it was expressed in November of 2024. And I agree with him on that. And this is why I do talk about, and I know, Joe, you were talking about due process there. He was seeking asylum and he was denied. He had to go through the courts to do that. He decided to stay. Now they're saying that he has ties to MS-13. He's got the tattoos to prove it. So now he's got to go. I mean, it's just, it's so simple. It's wild to me that we're even having this debate and this discussion. There's so many other things that are going on, yet we keep talking about Mr. Garcia because for some reason, this is the hill that some Democrats want to die on. And I am actually surprised. I'll have to be honest with you, and I'll use a little bit of race here. I'm surprised that there are so many black men that are coming to bat for Kilmer Garcia and, you know, his right to due process. Because how many times have we heard from the black community that many people are not given that right to due process? Are you saying you're going to bat for this alleged MS-13 gang member, which honestly has all the signs of being one, at least at some point in time in his life? I don't get that part either, to be honest with you. All right, we're going to get into this topic of IT and data services. I know we talked about this just a little bit yesterday. I hope that you want to weigh in on this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. So we talked about this yesterday, but now today, Governor Wes Moore has come out and he has spoken on the 3% tax in regards to going against the IT data service companies, right? Now, we're still waiting for the comptroller, Brooke Learman, to make some decisions on that front. But Governor Wes Moore is defending the decision to tax these companies specifically. Take a listen.
It's actually a 624% increase in the tax burden for Maryland just on my company. That's not something that any of us saw coming. It's not something any of us can budget for.
Fox 45's Rebecca Pryor spoke with some Maryland business owners and shares the latest frustrations over a new IT tax.
That's right. One of the largest parts of this tax package is a new tech tax that's estimated to raise about $500 million for the state. It's a move that many local tech companies argue would crush the very industry the governor says he's trying to grow.
The business community is looking at Maryland as a place that they want to come and grow and thrive.
According to Governor Wes Moore, Maryland is open for innovation, emphasizing investments in quantum computing and cybersecurity.
We're actually really encouraged by the type of momentum that we've seen within the tech community about their interest and involvement in coming to the state of Maryland.
But a looming 3% sales tax on IT and data services, expected to take nearly $500 million from Maryland's tech sector, has some companies ready to close their doors.
There's a number of states that have no corporate tax, no personal income tax, very low sales tax, certainly no tech tax.
Todd Marks is the CEO and founder of MindGrub Technologies, which has been marketing and making software in Maryland for more than two decades.
Basically, this tax makes us economically have to move to another state. And it makes us want to hire outside of Maryland, too.
Same goes for Wade Berger.
When it comes to our customers, they can go other places.
Who owns a longstanding IT firm that subcontracts on federal defense projects.
It's actually a 624% increase in the tax burden for Maryland just on my company. That's not something I can pass on to a large defense contractor.
Both say they stand to lose about $250,000 in additional taxes annually.
It's not something any of us can budget for.
We're shrinking as a state, and you need to grow. And to grow, you have to, you know, the expression is money goes where it's welcome, right? And we don't welcome money here. We push it out of state.
But while they're looking to leave,
we're focusing on things like permitting reform and regulatory reform and actually focusing on having larger energy processes that our tech companies can actually benefit from.
Governor Moore continues to double down on his $1.6 billion tax package, arguing business is booming.
And we're going to do everything that it takes to make sure that that momentum actually increases.
Now, a group of local tech companies tell me that they have been pushing to get a face-to-face meeting with the governor before this tax is officially signed into law. Yesterday, I reached out to his office asking if he would be open to meeting with them. As of News Time tonight, though, that question has gone ignored. In Baltimore, Rebecca Pryor, Fox 45 News.
All right. So there you have it. Governor Westmore was asked about the IT tax, and he's decided to defend it. He even said that there were lots of businesses coming to the state of Maryland. I'm going to read you this quote. I know you just heard it there, but it says, for the first time, we're watching business startups increase inside of the state of Maryland. Now, he provided no data to show any of this, by the way. And I looked. I couldn't see where there's all these startups coming to Maryland. Couldn't find it. He says, we're watching tech companies that are doing work inside the state of Maryland for the first time in a decade, and we're really proud of that. Again, no data, no source. It's like, trust me, bro, is the source at this point from Governor Moore. He says that we are creating the type of climate in the business community that the business community is looking at Maryland as a place that they want to come and grow and thrive, because we are focusing on things like permitting reform and regulatory reform, and actually focusing on having larger energy processes that our tech companies can actually benefit from. Now, that was a bunch of words about nothing, okay? So here's the deal. Here's the deal. I'm going to go down to the comment section, because like I said at the beginning of the show, nobody sees this except for Governor Westmore. He is the only one, apparently, that has, excuse me, access to this data that shows that all these people are coming to town. He's the only one that believes that the business community is thriving, that there's all these startups coming to town. He's the only one that sees it. Because if you go to the comment section, wherever this is posted, this is what you're going to read. All right, here's one person. This is what happens when Democrats get unchecked control of a state. They happily blew through Hogan's budget surplus like a bunch of drunken sailors on shore leave. Then they worry later about the massive deficit that they left in the state. They are idiots, okay? That was one texter on the story. Again, lots of comments on this. And that's another piece, right? They did. Governor Westmore did blow through the surplus. For a while there, he tried to hide what he spent it on, remember? He didn't want to tell anybody. And then we did find out one of the items was that he purchased like a senior citizen home or something like that, and He said he had to revamp it. And all. I don't know. It sounded like a bunch of favors to people that helped him get in office. That's what it sounded like to me. I could be wrong, but that's what it sounded like. When we get back, I do want to hear from you. Like I said, I do. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Do you know of anyone that is staying in the state of Maryland or coming to the state of Maryland because they want to be part of the tech startups and thrive here in the state? Do you know anybody that's saying that? And if not, we'll go to the other side of that. Do you know anyone that's leaving the state because of all the taxes and the fees and everything else? I want to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Spring is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green lip muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. Right now, Rescue Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F. Call today at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. And speak to a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online if you like when you visit res-q.com. Again, that's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
The recent changes in the law makes it more important than ever to have a safe for your cash, jewelry, and important documents. Take advice from my friend Bill and buy a safe from Crestlock.com. He no longer keeps his cash in his mattress. Crestlock.com has a showroom full of safes with fire and burg ratings. We have a full selection of gun safes, too. We are located at 10015 Pulaski Highway in Middle River. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800. We can recommend the best safe to fit your needs.
Hi, I'm Nick Serbeck, owner of BirdDogDesignsCO.com. We know that remodeling your home is a big decision, and who you trust to do it matters. That's why we treat every project like it's our own, combining thoughtful design, skilled craftsmanship, and clear communication every step of the way. Our clients don't just hire us, they get to know us, love our process, and trust that we'll deliver. Let's build something incredible together. Call or text 410-881-9010. Or visit birddogdesignsco.com.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show. First, Chris Van Hollen visited an MS-13 gangbanger in El Salvador. Now Democrats are visiting Mahmoud Khalil, the anti-Semitic Columbia University pro-Hamas protester.
No!
Wow, if they only cared that much about U.S. citizens. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the fact that Governor Westmore has spoken on the IT and data service tax that you're going to see in the state of Maryland by 3%. Now, of course, he still needs to sign this into law, but when he talked about it just yesterday with Fox 45's Rebecca Pryor, he was doubling down on it, saying that he believes that the state is growing and that there's lots of tech companies and startups now coming to the state of Maryland because I guess he's just so great. They're all thriving. And like I said earlier, there's no data shown that suggests any of this. I couldn't find anything. When you're looking at the population of the state of Maryland, the population is decreasing. And when you're looking at businesses in the state of Maryland, that's also that number of businesses are decreasing. So I don't know what he's referring to. Now, this is the same guy that was just in Asia trying to get more businesses here to America. Have you heard yet from his trip where he has solidified anything? The answer is no. Right? I haven't heard him say, oh, you know what? I'm glad I had that trip. I talked to so-and-so or the president of so-and-so, and it's a done deal. They're coming to Maryland. He had none of that. He was over there for a week, had nothing. Now, could he be talking, actively working on something? Sure. But any real business owner, especially those dealing with IT or anything, I would say manufacturing, anything, they're not lining up to come to Maryland. If you're going to come to the U.S., number one, are you coming to the state with, you know, you've got poor schools throughout the state? Like, if you're thinking about, you know, hiring brand new families or employees that are young that most likely want to start a family, do you really think you're going to get your bang for the buck here in the state of Maryland or not? We have a public safety issue. Juveniles are out of control. We clearly have an illegal immigrant issue. They're out of control. I don't think anybody that will Google Maryland from any country would say, oh, yeah, that's where we should go. If you were coming to the U.S., you would go where? Florida? Possibly Texas? Possibly Georgia? Lots of people moving to North Carolina right now. I mean, think about it. Would you go to Maryland? No. You wouldn't go to Maryland. You're not silly. We were talking earlier about Garcia and the illegal immigrant issue here in the state. I do have somebody that wants to weigh in on that. Diana in Queen Anne's. Diana, did you want to weigh in?
I wanted to ask something else altogether, but it's really, I want to know what started all of the controversy about this Garcia guy. What makes him so special that they're all about him and not the thousand others that Trump has deported?
That's a good question, Diana, because from my understanding, across the U.S., they're saying there's close to 200 people that they believe was wrongly deported. That's a good question on why they've just picked Garcia. I don't know.
Darn.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks.
No, thank you.
I wanted to ask one more thing.
Sure.
When the guy says, listen to Kim Case Live, and you hear woo in the background. Is that
yeah.
you? I love
oh,
it.
No, oh, no, no, no. That, you're asking me if that's me saying woo?
Yeah.
No, I wish. I wish. That's a little big town.
You.
Yeah.
It's good.
Thank you so much, Diane. I appreciate you. Thank
Bye,
you.
Guys.
Have a great weekend. Yeah, no, that's a little big town with the woo. I wish that was me. Yeah. That would be cute, wouldn't it? No, but that's a good question. Why are they so gung-ho on Garcia? I don't know. I really don't know. And in El Salvador right now, that's another, it's very odd that they would choose El Salvador because apparently the El Salvadorians love their new president. And apparently he's doing a great job getting crime and violence under control. And they're like all hail, you know, Bukele apparently down there. So I don't know why they chose Garcia. I don't know. I can do some further research. If you know, please go ahead and hit us in the text line here and let us know. But like I said, they're supposedly, and this is something I saw on CNN's website, supposedly Democrats are claiming there's close to 200 people that they believe were wrongly deported and are owed due process. And of course, you've got the Trump administration saying that's just not the case. We don't know why they're saying such things. All right, we get back. We'll wrap up this conversation on Governor Westmore defending the IT tax. Just so you know, Delegate Mark Fisher, when we had him on last week, he said that's why they're going to end up with a special session. And I believe that 100%. I believe that. Coming up next, I do want to play some audio for you from Pete Buttigieg and Michelle Obama. They're still playing the race card. It's still happening. I don't know why, but we'll talk about it.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Ukraine is criticizing Russia as the real obstacle to peace after an overnight attack on Kiev. It killed at least 9 people and injured more than 70 others. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump is frustrated that Ukrainian President Zelensky has absolutely ruled out ceding Crimea to Russia as part of a potential peace deal. Vice President Vance says the Ukraine negotiations have reached a crucial turning point, suggesting the time for talk is just about over. So many people lined up to see Pope Francis lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica that the Vatican kept the doors open all night. The Vatican says more than 50,000 people have paid their final respects in the first 12 hours of public viewing. The Dow is up 75 points and NASDAQ 227 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Second quality start in a row for Tomo Sugano last night, but it wasn't enough. As the Birds fall to the Nats, 4-3 the final. Sugano with a rocky start, giving up a couple of home runs, part of a three-run first. Here's Tomo on what happened. Translation, I put myself in bad counts. Pitching from behind is not good. At 9-14 now, the Orioles are behind. They drop five games under 500. Injury news, right-hand pitcher Grayson Rodriguez, who's undergone multiple MRIs on his shoulder since suffering a setback last week, has a mild lat strain now and will resume throwing in about 2 weeks. It now appears he'll be out at least until the beginning of summer. Caps were in a taffy pull last night, tied with the Canadians 1-1 in the third. Then Dylan Strome got busy.
Carlson moves through center for the rookie Ryan Leonard. This way to Beauvillier, beautiful one-touch, score! Dylan Strome!
Joe B with the call on Monumental. Connor McMichael would add an empty netter, and the Caps would go on to win it 3-1, the final, taking a 2-0 series lead. Coming up in 30 minutes, who will be the next Raven? And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Time to get outside, soak up some of this sunshine. You can do that today and tomorrow. Saturday, a cold front has a completely different plan. Clouds and rain Saturday. A few clouds, and that's it today. No rain, 80 the high. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. Saturday, showers, maybe a rumble of thunder. 78 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're talking about Governor Westmore because yesterday we did talk about the IT and data service tax, and many of the businesses say that they are going to leave the state. Will Governor Moore hear that in time? Right? He still has to sign his bill into law. He does have the opportunity to veto it. He can make a decision that could change everything. And then if he does that, of course, then you would have legislators going back in for a special session, I would think almost immediately, because then the budget wouldn't be balanced. Not that it's balanced at all anyways. Right now, it's just a shill game, right? They're just hoping that they recoup all these taxes from these IT companies. There's nothing that's confirming that they would actually do that, right? They're taking a guess here. And if he is to veto it, that would mean that they would have to go back and take some more guesses or finally cut some spending, and I would start with the Kerwin Commission / blueprint or even some of these climate change initiatives. But we shall see what happens. I do have some people that want to weigh in. I've got Jeff in Phoenix. Jeff, you wanted to weigh in?
I do, Kim. Good morning.
Morning.
So before I get into my topics, a lot of this can be cured. And I know I say this all the time, and unfortunately you are the victim of a lack of this. If the law-abiding citizens of Maryland would simply get out, get a little bit educated, and vote, all of this would change. The Patriot Club of America on Tuesday, the first Tuesday in May, it will be Tuesday the 6th. You can get this information at patriotclubusa.com, patriotclubusa.com. We'll be sponsoring and hosting Cliff Maloney of Citizens Alliance. Cliff is nationally known for getting out the vote. But the point of my call today is that we have a governor who speaks often while saying nothing. If, in fact, if I'm governor of Maryland and I am working with tech companies that might be considering coming to Maryland, what is the first thing I'm going to say? Is I'm going to proudly say, I've met with company A, I've met with company B, I've met with company C, and like President Trump so eloquently does. And these companies are considering coming to Maryland, and I, as the governor of Maryland, along with experts, are going to do everything we can to bring these companies and tell the sizes, so on and so forth. But this is probably something that most people do not know. Last year, and I meant to call in about this to WCBM, last year, at some point, the governor of Maryland thought that it would be prudent to buy a high-end resort in western Maryland called Savage River Lodge. What Savage River Lodge is, it's right on the Savage River National Park. And it's about 20 cabins that are very nice. I've stayed there a couple times. And also has a beautiful, beautiful restaurant and big like clubhouse, if you will. Anybody, Kim, can go there. Okay. If you can afford to go to the Savage River Lodge, you can go. But the governor of Maryland thought that it would be prudent that he take Maryland tax dollars, and the state of Maryland purchased the Savage River Lodge. Why, you may ask? Because the governor of Maryland, in his infinite wisdom, thought that Savage River Lodge needed to be equitable so that everyone could stay there. I also want to bring up the infamous Maryland man that Chris Van Hollen went to visit in El Salvador. Did you know that in 2022, this illegal immigrant, right there, he's already broken the law. The illegal immigrant Maryland man was pulled over in the state of Tennessee in someone else's SUV with a expired whatever license Maryland gives to illegals, and had 8 or 9 other illegals in the SUV that he was transporting back to Maryland, yeah. Which is human trafficking. He was pulled over by a Tennessee state trooper. The state trooper called it in. At that point, because they're illegals, the state, whichever state they're in, they connect to the FBI. The FBI confirmed that they were all illegals, but under Joe Biden's FBI in December of 2022, in a car that was not his, and with an expired license, think about what would happen to you and I as American citizens. Joe Biden's FBI told the state of Tennessee to let him to proceed. Yeah. So I could go on and on. I know you're limited on time. I leave you with this. You're bringing up Pete Buttigieg and Michelle Obama and race.
Yeah.
Communism wins when the citizens are torn apart and polarized so that they attack each other. We can stop it. It's up to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And well said, Jeff. And yeah, it is crazy to me that this guy, Kilmer Garcia, was let go on multiple occasions.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is a guy that they're defending. It's wild.
And it's wild, but it's insane. And again, I hate to keep saying this over and over, but we live in one of the most desirable states in the nation. What will it take for the Maryland citizens to stop this insanity? We just had, I don't know if you reported on it or not, there was a guy, a student, I don't know which high school, wanted to make sure, there's a Maryland law that requires an American flag be in every classroom.
Right, in Towson,
public school.
Yeah. Yep.
And they suspended him, and the state and the Board of Education lied to him about his rights. I mean, what is it going to take? I would love to find out.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll find out soon, Jeff. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
Later. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do on that front. Oh, real quick, you know what? I'm glad that he brought up that student. One second here, because I received a letter, and I want to appreciate everybody that sends me mail here at WCBM. I did receive a letter here, and this comes in from Rita. And she was Towson High School class of 1960. She says, as a graduate of Towson High School, I am appalled by Parker Jensen's insensitive and wrongful regard for his right to have American flags in his classroom. He had no business being suspended, and he did nothing wrong to be arrested. Shame on all of you educated adults who use poor judgment in this matter. For all of you, there is a law regarding flags in every classroom. I applaud his parents for pursuing legal action. As for me, I will no longer donate any money to Towson while living or deceased. This would never have happened in 1960. Maybe our educators were true patriots then, and maybe they are not now. Again, that came in from Rita. And apparently she sent this letter to me, myself, and Chris Papps at Fox 45, and then also to the Towson High School administrators. And thank you, Rita, for sharing that with me. I would assume that there were a lot of alumni that took a look at what was going on with this whole American flag issue. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who are no longer donating, just like Rita. I'm sure of it. And so this is, again, Democrats. Democrats, and I know people are saying, well, not everything is political. The things that we talk about on the show and the things that are extremely negative, sometimes it's, you know, Republican Party's fault, but for the most part, it's Democrats doing this time and time again. And then people will call the show and defend them. Speaking of another Democrat, Pete Buttigieg. So it is a word on the street that Pete Buttigieg is going to run for governor in the state that he now lives in. I guess, where did he move? Was he in Minnesota or Michigan? One of the two. I'll take a look at it while you guys listen to the audio. But he moved, and I thought it was very, I thought the audacity of this guy, because here he moved while in D.C. as the transportation secretary. He then came out after Joe Biden, walked away. We didn't hear a lot from Pete Buttigieg, right? Do you remember that? It was like even, I would say the last 5 months of Joe Biden's administration, I don't think I saw Pete Buttigieg more than twice. And I was wondering to myself, I'm like, all right, he's a Department of Transportation. It's not a very sexy job. You know, he's not going to do a whole lot of media hits over it. But we did still have some supply chain issues, and we still have some today. Well, anyways, I did note then that I barely saw him. And then after Kamala lost and you had President Trump on his way in, Pete Buttigieg announced that he was going to be running for governor. And that he had moved to a different state. And I noted this because I thought, wait a minute. You were the Secretary of Transportation. Your job was literally in D.C. And at some point in time, you moved your entire family to another state in another time zone. And nobody knew about any of this. And now all of a sudden you're popping up and you're saying, oh, I'm going to run for governor. The whole thing is bizarre. Well, anyways, this is why he's now making his rounds. In case you're wondering why he's now going on these different podcasts. He also grew a beard. I guess it's making him look a little bit older or more mature. They say that sometimes when they have like the baby face. You know what I mean, Brian? You know, he's got the baby face. He does. He looks a lot younger. And believe it or not, in case you didn't know, we have the same birthday, Pete Buttigieg and I. We're both 43 years old, born on January 19th. I don't know what happened to him. But obviously, I am a patriot. No, he did serve our country. He did. But Pete Buttigieg, he's now making his rounds on these podcasts. But I want you to take a listen to how he explains adopting the twins. Now, I didn't know the twins were black. And I, not that it makes any difference. But now he's using them as like this talking point, and he's able to talk about it. in a way where now he could say, well, I'm untouchable because I adopted two black kids, right? The whole thing is weird. It's bizarre. Take a listen.
Have you thought about, like, when your son gets older, his experience in the world probably different from yours? Like, how would you have those combos with him? Or even, let's say, your daughter, like, learning to deal with her hair. It's going to be a little difficult. Like, how have you thought about these things? Do they concern you?
We think about it all the time. Yeah. And it's not like we have it all figured out. So we were in...
Knows how important identity is.
Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course. So we were in what's called a surprise adoption scenario. So I was at work. I was traveling. We got a phone call. Chasten called me. And the next day, we were in a rural Midwestern hospital holding him in our arms. And they were one day old. Wow. Like, it was like that. Like, just from, like, normal life to, like, and by the way, it's twins. Amazing.
You didn't know it was twins.
We were just on a list. Wow. You know, we said that we were willing to adopt, we wanted to adopt. We said that we wanted to adopt without regard for race. By the way, anybody who says race is not a thing in this country should experience an adoption process where there are literally different lists. If you say that you want a white kid only versus if you say that doesn't matter.
Wow.
Like, literally a different list.
What is that? What do you mean by that?
The list for a white kid only is longer.
Hmm.
And not only that, there was actually a discount, or you didn't have to pay a deposit on the fee.
Discounts.
This is how it works. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Mm. So we didn't know anything about the racial identity of the kids until they started to look mixed race, which they are. And like, contending with, like, the hair thing is already, like, a thing. And, like, lots of advice, especially from, like, black parents who, like, see stuff on Instagram, or they're like, let me tell you how to do it.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of advice. And, like, to begin with, like, the idea of being a girl dad and dealing with girl hair was pretty intimidating. Mm. Like, my hair is, like, very simple and straightforward. Obviously, like, I'm a low maintenance kind of guy. And, like, starting to learn about, like, all the different products that are involved, him too. Like, we have, like, a whole sequence with, you know, a conditioner and then essential oils, all this stuff. And you're always asking yourself, like, how can I be, you're already constantly asking yourself, how can I be a good dad? Mm-hmm. And now it's like, how can I be a good dad for kids who have a different racial identity than I do? Mm-hmm. And how can I help them navigate that?
Now, what in the world is that? Okay, this clip is going viral on X. All right, couple notes here. He said he's learning to do his daughter's hair, and this has been very difficult for him. If only she had a mom! Are you kidding? Are you joking right now? Yes, two dudes adopting a little girl is going to be difficult for anybody, okay? For anyone. Ugh, this has nothing to do with race. Nothing to do with race. You two dudes, yes, you're going to struggle teaching your daughter about womanhood and all the things that come with the different milestones and things in puberty that she hits. Yes, you're going to struggle every single time because she needs a mom. Pete, it was driving me nuts. There were, how many people sitting on this couch? Let me go back. How many people sitting on this podcast couch? You had four other guys sitting there on this couch. One of them being, what's his name? The guy, Andrew Schultz, the comedian. He's sitting there too, right? He always talks about how smart he is. Well, anyways, these four guys are sitting on this couch, and not one of them in this entire interview, and this thing was about 45 minutes long, by the way, not one of them in this interview said, you know, Pete, it sounds like your kids might need a woman influence. That's what it sounds like. Nobody says that. All the things that Pete just spoke about, a lot of those things, and nothing had to do with race. And the fact that you have two dudes trying to raise these kids, and this is why we talk about the importance of both parents. This is why we talk about how important it is to have that nurturing piece, that mother, along with having the other side, the father, the disciplinarian. This is why, okay? You're not struggling to do her hair, Pete, because you're white and she's black. You're struggling because you're a dude. It bothers me. It really does bother me that no matter what the conversation is, they threw race into it. Another piece of this, you probably heard him sitting there, because of course I had to comment on this. This whole thing is ridiculous. He said there's a very long list for those waiting for white babies, and not that long of a list for those waiting for black babies. And apparently black babies, you can get a discount. So basically what he said right there is he chose a discount. He and his husband Chasten, right? That's what they did. They chose the discount. But I don't blame people wanting to adopt somebody that looks like them. I don't blame those families. Because I looked up the fertility rate And this is coming from the March of Dimes. This is where I got it on their website. Fertility rates by race, ethnicity. And this is back, you got 2021 to 2023 on average. Hispanic women, fertility rate 64%. Black women, fertility rate 55%. White women, fertility rate 52%. So there's less white women having children, right? So are you that shocked that there are more white women and they're adopting white babies? Is it that shocking? It's not shocking. If you just look at the numbers and understand how this works, I mean, how many women are out there talking about they have fertility issues and they're, you know, doing IVF, and even that's not taking in some cases. Yes, there's always going to be these issues. But he, for some reason, he's able to untie all of this and tie it all back to race. And you had four guys sitting on this couch. And it looked like the United Nations on the couch because you had a white guy, right? There was an Indian guy. There was a black guy. Right, you have Pete, and it's just like, clearly Pete Buttigieg did this to check all the boxes. That's what it comes down to. He's checking all the boxes. Now he's, you know, he was the first gay transportation secretary. He was the first openly gay guy to run as in the Democrat Party for the Oval Office, right, when he was running. And then he was all these firsts for gay. So now he's checking another box where he's adopted two black kids. This is sick, is what it is. This is sick. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We have an issue here. And it's not, you know, black people growing up in America. That's not the issue. We have an issue with people like Pete Buttigieg that are going to continue to divide this country based on race and talk about these issues as if it has to do with race. I'm tired of it. We'll be right back.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Milo's Rewards Week is coming, and it's kind of a big deal. Members, get ready for up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items. Join for free today. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
BGE Smart Energy Savers Program can help your business take control of operating costs by covering up to 75% of the cost of qualifying energy-saving upgrades. Visit bgesmartenergy.com/radio.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Uncle Sam is no longer going to be Uncle Sap when it comes to foreign trade. And again, all this does is fuels the globalist Great Reset and all these globalists out there that you will own nothing and be happy. President Trump is speaking up for the forgotten American people and that reminding people that we can be great again. We can be wealthy again.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Sorry, it gets me very upset when I hear people like Pete Buttigieg constantly talking about race. He's constantly trying to divide people. And I don't know if you guys follow him online, but, you know, almost every conversation he has. Remember, he's the one that said that the roads were racist, right? Infrastructure was racist. Almost everything he talks about, he ties it to skin color. He's one of the main ones. I got Sophia and Perry Hall. Hey, Sophia, how are you?
Hi, good morning. I would like to know if Pete has looked up, or if anybody has looked up, the statistics of the race of parents adopting.
Right. No, and that's a lot of people pointed that out in the comment section, too. He did not offer that number. And I tried to look. I didn't see a definitive number, but maybe there's other, I would think maybe Planned Parenthood or somebody else might have that number. But you're right, Sophia. I guarantee you it's mostly white women that are looking to adopt.
Yeah, I'll bet. And I have seen in the past, I haven't seen them lately, billboards in the Baltimore area encouraging black families to adopt.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind seeing that billboard from time to time. And it would be great if Pete could, just my own little particular thing, if Pete could say a sentence without using the word like two times in it. It's just me.
Yeah,
Just say what you got to say, Pete.
Yeah. I think he was uncomfortable in that situation, as he should have been,
because
that was ridiculous.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you, Sophia. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, he looked a little uncomfortable on that couch. But he's the one that decided to have this conversation. And Sophia brought up a great point. You know, what color are the families that are adopting? And as I pointed out before the break, the families that are having the most infertility issues are the white families. I mean, it's just, there's data that shows all of this. So again, what are you talking about here, Pete? It's a moot point. But you wanted so bad. You wanted to check this box so bad. You want everybody to know that you adopted black kids so bad. That's what it comes down to. He wants to pat on the back. Oh, look at this gay guy giving these two black kids a home. You know, it's like, come on. This is, talk about pandering. I've never seen, this is top tier pandering right here. It really is. Remember we were all laughing because he took that maternity leave while we having those supply chain issues right after COVID? Yeah, that's what he was doing. He was getting a discount on his black kids that he adopted. the audacity of him even sharing that. And he had no idea what that made him look like. All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk to our friend, Rosalind Hanson. She's with Moms for Liberty in Montgomery County. I'm excited to have this conversation because parents want to opt out of having their kids learn about the LGBTQIA community. But Montgomery County schools are saying, no, they shouldn't be able to opt out. Well, Rosalind Hanson, she's been fighting on the front lines, and we'll talk to her about it next.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with The Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to